What a wonderful day today is, you know. Today we get to honor all the mothers and all the women out there. And I say that because there's a lot of women out there who may not have children, but they may be spiritual moms, you know. I mean, I had the blessings of coming with a big Italian family back in the Midwest, and I had 11 lovely aunts. They were fantastic women, two of which couldn't have children. But even though they didn't have natural children, they were every bit as much a mother to people as anybody could imagine. They were just wonderful, loving people. And yeah, I miss my mom. She went to heaven, I think, 7 years ago. But when she went to heaven, we had her funeral. I can't count. There must have been at least 50, maybe close to 75, of the friends of my brother, my sister, myself, who walked up. As they came through the line, almost everyone said the basic same thing, that she was as much a mother to me as she was to you. So I get the fact that women can be mothers to people that aren't their own biological children. I think that's just a fantastic way to go. I know that my beautiful bride, Karen, Pastora Karen, she had 10 foster kids in Guatemala. We've got a number of people who call her spiritual mom. And I know at least one person calls Pastora Sarah spiritual grandma. So, you know, it's like it goes on. And that's right, she's a spiritual mom to a lot of people. So we play. So we're going to honor good mothers and women of God. And, you know, I say we all have one thing in common. We all have a mother or had a mother. I mean, okay, so everybody has somebody. Now, I know, unfortunately, some people are not the best of mothers. But, you know, most of them are the women that are loving and kind and so forth. So. Thank you, women, for all that you do for all of us, above and beyond the call, continuously. You know, I grew up in a small town in the Midwest, and all the mothers up and down the street would watch out for all the kids, and it was just a mothering instinct. I didn't realize that people had challenges until I got to college and found some of my friends that had parents they had issues with, so I didn't quite understand that for a long time, so... That being said, we're going to honor all the women today, and we thank you all for all that you do. And we just praise, worship, and glorify the Lord to bless each and every one of you today. So today's message is titled, Honor Good Mothers and Women of God. You know, a biblical example of a good mother is one who's virtuous, precious, and wise. Woman of God who pursued godly excellence, advice from Elijah the prophet to save her children. Now, it says in 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7, the widow of a member of a group of prophets went to Elijah and said, Sir, my husband has died. Now, it says here, a member of a group of prophets, that's when Jezebel killed all those prophets back in the day. So he was a prophet that was killed by the government there. And went to Elijah, Sir, my husband has died. As you know, he was a God-fearing man, but now a man he owed money to has come to take away my two sons as slaves in payment for my husband's debt. What shall I do for you? Tell me, he asked. What do you have at home? She replied, Nothing at all except a small jar of olive oil, she answered. He said, Go to your neighbors and borrow as many empty jars as you can. Elijah told her, Then you and your sons go to the house, close the door, start pouring oil into the jars. Set each one aside as soon as it is full. So the woman went into her house with her sons, closed the door, took a small jar of olive oil, and poured oil into the jars as her sons brought them to her. When they had filled all the jars, she asked if there were any more. That was the last one, one of her sons answered. And the olive oil stopped flowing. She went back to Elijah the prophet, who said to her, Sell the olive oil, pay all your debts, there'll be enough money left over for you and your sons to live on. Now, this Bible story is about a widow whose husband had died and left her with no money. She felt there was no option but to sell her sons as slaves to payment to pay off their debt. But it's obvious she wanted God's wisdom through the man of God how to save her children. And by seeking God's way, the widow demonstrated that she was a good woman and good mother and woman of God. This widow is a great example of other good godly mothers. There are so many women of God who are good godly examples to others. Some women of God are also spiritual mothers who have been given a good influence in the lives of others who are not their biological children, but who become spiritual children. Now, pastors' wives are the spiritual mother in their church who God uses to show God's love and nurturing to many congregation members. Today is Mother's Day. I want to honor all good mothers and all women of God and all spiritual mothers. And sometimes the spiritual mother is not recognized on Mother's Day, so I want to make sure today that you are also honored. Let us further analyze the widow's character to better appreciate the good mothers and women of God, which includes spiritual mothers in our lives. Now, I have to tell you that when I was getting ready to get married to Karen, one of my challenges was I didn't like a lot of the so-called Christians that I knew because they weren't very godly people. They would act Christian and they would say they were Christian, but they wouldn't do things in a Christian way. And I was Catholic at the time, and I that was fine. So we come out here to California, and I meet her current pastor at the time and his wife. And these people demonstrated a true godly spirit about them. And because of these people and how honest and honorable they were and how loving this woman was, I was uncomfortable saying, okay, I can do this and become a Protestant and serve in the evangelical church the way we do today. But it was only because of that woman's example and her husband's example that I got over the challenge that I had, because people need to see Christians who act as Christians are supposed to act. And I think that's a big challenge out there today. And I say that to all of you because I know that the women out there that I'm talking to are good women. I've met or spoken to almost all of you, and I can see that there's a kindness in your heart and a lovingness in your heart that makes you feel very, very good and honored to be here in this pulpit today, because you are wonderful women. You are fantastic women. And yes, you have challenges just like this lady had challenges. We're all going to have challenges. But what did she do? She went to the man of God. She went to God. She prayed about her son. She didn't want them sold into slavery. She cared. And that's what women do, is they care. I've said this before. I'm going to reiterate it here because it's very important. Women don't get the credit they deserve for all the strength and power and discipline and courage and the ability to multitask that they do. And as pastor, I say thank you. And God bless you all. Okay. So let's go on a little bit here. Proverbs 11:16, Amplified Classic. A gracious and a good woman wins honor. Now, in the King James Bible Dictionary, gracious means favorable and kind. In the Bible Dictionary, good means comfortable and moral to the law. So a gracious, good woman is favorable, kind, comfortable, and moral to the law. Now, we go to 1 Peter 3:7. The same way you married men should live considerably with your wives, with an intelligent recognition of the marriage relation, honoring the woman. Listen to this, man. Honor the woman as physically the weaker, but really that you are joint heirs of the grace of God's unmerited favor of life, in order that your prayers may not be hindered and cut off. Otherwise, you cannot pray effectively. So let's analyze that a little bit. Man, your duty is to honor your wives. If you don't treat your wives properly, your prayers will not be answered. Now, I know we all have challenges in this area. I know we all have issues where we do things probably a little more prideful than we should. Probably not as gracious as we should, recognizing that they're different. But it's our job, our duty, to honor them properly and to treat them with great respect and honor. Okay. Proverbs 18:22, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. I had to work years to find Karen, but it was worth the wait, I'm going to tell you. Love this woman. I wouldn't trade her for all the money in the world. Because when I come home at night and I'm challenged, she's the one that's there for me. She listens to me and encourages me. Now, to be honest, I wouldn't be at this pulpit today without her support with everything she's given me over the years. Thank you, darling. God honors a good, virtuous mother and woman of God. Proverbs 31:10. She is capable, intelligent, and a virtuous woman. Merriam-Webster Dictionary, virtuous, moral, excellence, strength, and courage. Proverbs 31:21. She doesn't worry. You ever notice that? Women have an ability to just handle things. I think they're given that because they raise children more than the men do, nor directly, that they just handle things. They can watch 15 things going on at the same time. It's amazing to me. Yeah. My goodness. My mother could be in the kitchen and tell me when I was doing something wrong in the living room. Like, how'd she do that? You know. Pastor Manny tells a story about the cookie jar. You know, the mother's in the other room. Kathy, what are you doing? You know, they know things. They know things. I remember teachers would have their face to the blackboard. Back in my day, they had blackboards. You young kids don't know about that. And she'd be calling out the names of students who were being disruptive. Like, how'd she do that? Proverbs 31:25, she's a strong, respected, and not afraid of the future. Proverbs 31:31, charm is deceptive and beauty disappears, but a woman who honors God, the Lord, should be praised. That's the Good News Bible translation. Okay. Now, you talk about somebody being strong and respected, not afraid. Women have a unique ability that they are protective, especially of children. And if you take a Shaolin Kung Fu master and put that person up against a woman defending her child, bet on the woman. She'll win. I mean, they will just take care of it, you know. Nothing will stop them from defending their children. God honors a good, precious mother and woman of God. Proverbs 31:10. She's far more precious than jewels. Her value is above rubies or pearls. King James Bible Dictionary, precious means of great value or worth. And yes, you women are of great value. I want you to remember that. I don't care what the world says or said in the past. It doesn't matter. God says you're of great value. You're of great value. 1 Peter 3:3-6. This is a combination of English Standard Version and the Good News Translation. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair, and the putting on of gold, jewelry, or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person in the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God, used to adorn themselves by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, leader. And you are her children, if you do good and do not fear anything, that is frightening. D. God honors a good, wise mother and woman of God. Proverbs 31:26. She opens her mouth with godly wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. The King James Dictionary. Wise means properly having knowledge, hence having the knowledge of discerning and judging correctly, or of discerning between that what is true and false. You know, before Google, we had moms. And somebody just knew. They were amazing what they could come up with, you know. Proverbs 31:27, she watches over the ways of her household and looks after her family's needs. You know, the men are out in the field working or whatever they were doing back in the day when this was written. And men today, although the roles are somewhat changing a little bit, for the most part, it's still the woman who rears the children in the home. There's a lot more cooperation there should be, but you know, their ability to look over what the family's needs were and take care of things is a unique and God-given talent. and they should be appreciated for that. Proverbs 31:28, her children rise up and call her blessed and show their appreciation. Now, there are some people who did not have a good relationship with their mother, and I understand that. And some people who never knew their mother. I've got two cousins who were adopted, and we love them. Don't misunderstand me. We don't consider them non-blood because they were adopted, but they never knew their mother. And for one, it was a really big challenge. I mean, she was really upset. She wondered why she's put up for adoption and so forth. You know, we don't know the reasons, because back in those days, the records were all sealed. But the bottom line is that there's people that don't know their mother. But for some reason or another, the mother still did give birth to that person. And if they had to put them up for adoption for some reason, we don't know what the reason is, but they did what they thought was best for the child, you know. There are some people who grieve the loss of their mother. You know, I still miss my mom to this day, but I'm very grateful I have a mother-in-law who's absolutely fantastic, tremendous woman. And their mothers who grieve the loss of their children have a challenging relationship with their child or children. Yes, children can be rebellious, children can be challenging. You know, as I've said before, Pastor Karen, I've miscarried. We miss our children, even though we miss them. We wish they were here with us. We look forward to the day when we can see them again. We're going to be looking forward to that. But the bottom line is, I understand the challenges that go through and all these issues. So let me take a moment to pray for those who've had those challenges, okay? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, God, to console the hearts of those who grieve their loved ones. I also pray for God to help the mothers and the adults, child or children who've been challenging relationship. I thank God those who have a good relationship with their mothers continue to have that bond. I ask the Holy Spirit to place God's motherly love into the hearts of those who need that today. Amen. And for those who have a challenging relationship, be it with mothers or with children, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up right now those people having challenges. And I thank you, send the angels out right now to line everything up for total reconciliation. For anybody who's estranged for whatever reason, because Lord, you said to forgive everybody. That those who are estranged and challenged can forgive whatever offense has caused them to be estranged. And to get forward and to reconcile. And with the dumbing for bad, God, you use for good to build a stronger, better, more loving relationship. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now Proverbs 31:31. Give her the fruit of her hands. Give her credit for all she does. And we will do that today. All you women out there, we give you credit for everything you do, because we love and respect you all. Let her own works praise her. She deserves the respect of everyone in the gates of the city. 2 Kings 4:2. She finds what she has in her home that can bring blessings and provision. In Luke 1:45. Blessed, happy is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of the things that were spoken to her from the Lord. Now going back to the story we talked before, the widow sought the wisdom of God through the prophet Elijah. However, expectation for God's provision was limited. But God wanted to demonstrate that he blesses good mothers, which includes spiritual mothers, abundantly. In the second verse of 2 Kings chapter 4, Elijah asked a widow, what do you have at home? She responded, nothing at all except a small jar of oil. Now remember this. God doesn't need much to bless you. There are many stories like this. There's no more wine. You get some water. We only have 5 loaves of bread, 2 fishes, no problem. Only have a little bit of oil. Whatever you need, God has given you the base that you need that he can multiply it. So the woman goes and finds what she has, a jar of oil. It's more than enough for God to use to make a miracle. God found the answer to her need in her own home. Elijah's question is a good one for not only mothers and spiritual mothers, but everyone who trusts in God. What you already have that God can use. God provided for the widow's needs what she already had. God anointed a small amount and multiplied it so the widow could pay off her debt and live off it, and herself and her family too. Apostle Joshua would say. He would paraphrase, take off of one of the books he's been reading that, you know, God wants you healed more than you want you healed. Well, God wants your bills paid off more than you want your bills paid off too. God wants any challenge you have solved and corrected more than you want it. We just have to find God's way to do it. And that's what the challenge is. Put our pride down, ask God what to do, and don't ever assume that it can't be done. Because everything can be done with God, right? Whatever you have is enough for God to use for His good purpose, to multiply into a blessing for you, which includes using your wisdom, love, godly character and giftings, skills, talents, ideas, and your dedication and service to God. I want to thank all the women in my life, even those that are in heaven now, for all you've done to help me become the man that I am. From my mother to my aunts, to the women who raised me up, to the pastor wives that have blessed me, and to my female friends who have helped guide me through things. When I say female friends, like the wives of my friends and things like that, or my sister-in-laws or my sisters and things like that. There's so many. I also include Pastor Sarah in that. She's been a good godly influence to me. I thank you all. If you women are in this congregation that have spoken into my life and been a blessing to me, and I appreciate you all too. I want to say thank you all very, very much for all that you've done. And I glean off of every one of you. And I covet your prayers. I know you pray for me. I thank you for that very much in Jesus' name. Right now, I'm going to honor the good mothers and women of God, which includes spiritual moms, who are virtuous, precious, and wise. Even such cherished blessings in our lives, we thank God for all that they've sacrificed and done because of their godly love for us. So I'm going to end in a prayer now. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray to honor all good mothers and women of God, which includes spiritual mothers who are virtuous, precious, and wise. Lord, please pour out special blessings upon them, not just today, but every day, because they have sown and continue to give much sacrifice, love, prayers, and all they have into the lives of their children, descendants, and spiritual children. I also pray they reap more bountiful harvest of godly rewards. I thank you, God, for quickly sending them the desires of their hearts super abundantly, far over and above all that they ask, dare ask or think, infinitely beyond their greatest, highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. And everyone that agrees with this prayer can say, Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor James. Yes, we all have mothers, and we honor them. But even more than that, mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and then all of you that are like Pastora Karen and me, spiritual moms, because that is a very special calling also. So let's seal this teaching in these prayers in communion. So let's take a moment to come before the Lord and prepare our hearts to receive from His body and His blood. Father, we thank you for your word, and we know that from your word, we know that on that night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He blessed it. He broke it. He said, take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Oh, Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. For we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We are the healed of the Lord, and we boldly say so. And we thank you for this wonderful gift, Father, is a gift for all of your children. All we have to do is receive. You paid the price. You've made it available. And one means of receiving the healing is through partaking of communion of the body and the blood of Jesus. And so, Lord, right now, we just thank you and praise you as we receive of this, your broken body. We put it into our bodies to bring forth that healing and health in full manifestation. And we receive it with joy and thanksgiving. Father, through Jesus our Lord, our healer, let's partake together. After the supper on that same night, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for remission from sins." Oh, Lord Jesus, you paid such an incredible price for us. You suffered so much, but you suffered, the word of God says, for the joy that was set before you. You looked ahead and you saw us and you loved us and you did not want to be without us, but we could not be with you unless the price was paid, and you were the only one who qualified. You were willing and able and available, and you paid that terrible price for us to live in freedom, to live in your presence, to live in prosperity and health and joy. Oh, Lord, you're so good to us. We thank you so much for your love. We thank you for your love, Lord. We love you because you first loved us. And we give you all praise and honor, knowing that our sins have been washed away and the wages of sins with them, knowing that we have here the cup of blessing and the cup of life. The Zoe life of God floods through Jesus, floods into us, and we are flooded with the blood of Jesus and saturated with the life of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful gift. We honor you. We praise you. We thank you as we now partake together in Jesus' name.